540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Snow is causing some travel trouble this morning across the area. Roads are snow-covered and drivers can expect slick conditions through mid-morning. More scattered snow showers are likely this afternoon and this evening, which could make the drive home tricky too. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. A former Milwaukee County Transit System bus driver is facing OWI homicide charges in connection with a deadly crash in Greenfield. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Damian Peters struck and killed 61-year-old George Kaiser in November. Toxicology results show Peters had a blood alcohol content of 0.236 at the time of the incident. Officials say bus surveillance video shows signs of impairment before the crash happened. Peters was fired from MCTS days after the crash. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Some Milwaukee-area high school football teams are shifting divisions. The WIAA is moving defending Division III champ Grafton up to Division II after their big season, while a few Milwaukee-area programs are heading the other way. Bayview, South Milwaukee, and Wisconsin Lutheran each dropped down a division to make room for schools moving up. The changes are part of statewide updates meant to balance school sizes and competition. Work on those new noise barriers along 894 in Milwaukee County is set to continue through summer. You may have noticed the crews putting up the walls on the south side of the interstate between 76th Street and Loomis Road. It's to cut down on traffic noise for nearby homes. Drivers can expect overnight lane closures and some ramp shutdowns at times, including near 76th and 60th Streets. The $7 million project is part of a state effort to reduce highway noise in neighborhoods close to busy roads. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Well, it's all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies with scattered light snow showers, possibly mixing with a bit of freezing rain at times. Any additional accumulation will be light. Travel, however, will be tricky today. High temps in the mid-30s. A few lingering light snow showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low near 14. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.